Welcome to the Children's Family Relationship Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm super excited to introduce to you Mr. Dylan Raymond. Dylan, why don't you take it from here?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tanya, for having this opportunity for us to speak on a very, very important topic on children, family, and relationships. I like relationships because relationships is everything, whether it's with your family, whether it's with work, it all revolves around relationships. So again, I'm Dylan Raymond. I am a speaker, an author, and a coach. Primarily work in with transitioning military. However, in the military space, it encompasses what we talk about, dealing with families, dealing with children, dealing with relationships. And specifically today, we'll be talking about blended families. Blended families is very challenging, and just being able to navigate that. Even a traditional family is actually challenging, you know, to be able to make sure that it's healthy. So I'm going to be transparent and just to talk about and share with you about my experience, because I got my PhD in qualifications in blended family. Now, not an actual PhD, but I'm actually participating. I was part of a blended family and currently a part of blended family. So I'm going to give you all the information, some of the things that I messed up on, some of the things I learned that helped me to be successful. And I'm going to share those tools with you, just give it to you so you can apply it to, if you're considering going into a blended family or if you're currently in a blended family now. So the topic was I came up with was blending his story and her story to make a smoothie family. And who's going to benefit from this this talk? It's going to be individuals that's currently married, whether it's traditional or blended. Or if you know individuals that's going to that's considering blended families, military families, of course, and their dependents, single parents, people that are divorced, interested in, if you're interested in getting married or you were married or you're interested in getting remarried, and most important, the people that really are most challenged in the blended family are typically the children of the blended families, of the divorced families. A lot of times as adults, we'll be able to successfully navigate, we'll be successful in being able to navigate or rebound or respond based on life. You know, but a lot of times the children just don't know what they don't know. And so I'm going to share with you some things that will help you out or maybe help some friends out. So take this nuggets and be able to share it out. So just to tell you a little bit about myself and my story, I was actually born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. We were born into poverty, you know, poverty financially, but we had, I thought, was an abundant family. You know, we had a traditional father, mother. You know, my father did, he was a breadwinner. He went out, he worked. My mother, she was home. She took care of the home. She took care of the kids. And I'm the second oldest of five boys. So all we knew is that they gave us their very best. And I looked at my parents, you know, although, you know, we had some, I'm sure they had their challenges trying to raise these boys living in a two-bedroom apartment in New York City. You know, that alone is stress, you know, being able to provide for the family and do the best you can with what you have at that particular time. So they gave us the very best that they can give us. So we're very appreciative of that, you know, and they did a very good job. I tell you that even with the challenges and the issues that, especially with me being married before and then married now, knowing the challenges, they did a great job of keeping that behind closed doors because we didn't see a lot of that done publicly. And the stress wasn't, so we didn't feel in the middle of that particular relationship. So I looked up and honored my father. You know, I reverenced him as a man, as a leader, as a provider for our family. At the age of 12, it was unfortunate. My father was killed, so it left my mother to raise six boys. Five biologically, and she adopted one, but to raise us. And thankfully, I did have 12 years of those seeds that was deposited into my life from my father. So I knew I had the ticket, I had the keys, I had the things to go forward and lead my family and to be able to be successful in my family, to have a healthy family. Fortunately, I did, I got married, and I'll tell you the story about that. But the reason I chose the analogy of juicing and blending, because first of all, both of them are good, juicing and blending. And as I began to look up and to kind of research, I said, are they the same? But if you look at it, juicing is when you actually extract the juice and the juice or the water products, the nutrients from the product that contains, whether it's the fruit or the vegetable. However, that's only 70% of the nutrients. So it leaves behind the pulp. So it actually separates the pulp. So you still can get nutrients out of that 70%. However, it's still about 30% with the fiber. I'm not going to go into nutrition and stuff like that. So real basic, but just want to kind of give you the analogy of the difference between the two. But when you look at blending actually put everything together and there's nothing left over. It actually pulverizes the juice as well as the pulp, which the pulp has the fiber and slow release, which is going to give you the nutrients over the longer course, a longer period of time, which is good. So they both are good, but I looked at it as juicing. You'll get some quick return on investment, the juice in your body. However, the blending is you have to be all in. So the message to you is you have to be all in spite of the challenges. You want to definitely be all in and do what you got to do to make the relationship work. So now I'm going to tell you a little bit about me when I went into my blended family. Hey, I got all this knowledge. I've seen my father do these things, and I ended up meeting a woman. We got married, and she had a son. We had a daughter together. However, we didn't go in and have a plan. You know, we didn't have things laid out with what we wanted to do to make sure that this family would blend, that her story would blend with my story, and that we would provide a healthy relationship to the kids. There were some challenges with not understanding, well, where are we going, two directions, who's going to lead, who's going to follow, what are the different roles in the particular relationship. So it put a tremendous amount of stress on the relationship. And as a result, it ended in a divorce. You know, I'm not proud of that, but guess what? That is part of my life, and I'm able to share now the things that I learned to be able to give back to you or individuals that may be in a blended family that still have an opportunity to recover. And had I known a little bit more, some of the education and some of the statistics and some of the challenges going into the relationship, I think I would have been a lot better with the relationship coupled with the things that I learned from my father. So let me give you a little bit of statistics and doing some research. Statistics is great. It's good to know some information, but I don't want to give you a whole bunch of things. Just a few pointers that will give you some of the numbers and some of the odds that may be against you. But you can make it work for you. So over 65% of Americans today are step-parents, or either a step-child, their step-sibling, step-grandparent, their step-something. And believe it or not, there are more step-families in America than there are traditional families. 46% of weddings taking place in the U.S. today are a creation of a step-family. So this means that it's probably more than 2,000 new families being created every day. But here's the challenge. Here's what we're faced with. Less than one-third of those families are going to survive. less than one-third of those families will survive. I mean, the divorce rate for second marriages, even when only one parent has a child, is upwards to 65%. Now, you can increase it some more when both parents have children. I mean, the rate rises to about 70%, and then it goes up a little bit more if it's a third marriage. By then, you might want to give up that, you know, that's, you don't get better as you do more. It's almost like playing a sport, football, basketball, whatever the sport may be, and you lose a game, and you think you're going to go the next game, and if you do the same thing for that next game, it's not guaranteed that you'll win. So you have to do some things differently. So one of the ways to beat the odds is to be educated about step parents or blending a family. And then studies show that premarital education in some source, it'll actually reduce the divorce rate by up to 30%. And people that actually seek out this professional help and education about remarriage, they usually are more satisfied with their relationship. Unfortunately, most people don't seek help because they want to do it by themselves. They think they have the keys, they have the tools to be able to do it by itself. And studies show that less than 25% of the people actually seek relationship or education before marriage. I mean, probably less than 50% of them actually read a book on it about remarriage. But what I'm here to tell you today is because now I'm in a I am remarried in a blended family. I've been together for 15 years. Well, we've been married for 15 years, but we've been together for 19 years. Had our ups and downs. We had some difficulties, but guess what? We have the tools, which is what I'm going to explain to you, some of the things that's going to help you out. And I use the acronym. I like blend, again, because I want everybody to be all in. So blending. So we'll start with the B. The biggest thing, one of the things that you can apply in all areas of your life is to have boundaries. You want to be able to create healthy boundaries. So think about this for a second. Think about the house you live in. Think about the apartment you live in. Think about, so a boundary, healthy boundary is just a protection. So in a house, you got windows, you got ceilings, you got a floor, you got a door to protect you from outside elements. So you create that some type of healthy boundary that you and your partner or your husband, your wife can agree on and put that into place. Again, you have property lines. That's to keep people from just trespassing in your space. Because without boundaries, without healthy boundaries, you're going to have the children need boundaries. They need to know that they can't play one another because they will do it. If there's a crack in the door, a little crack, they're going to squeeze their whole body in. You know, the parents need to have boundaries because I know in my relationship early on, you know, if the parents are not the boundaries or whatever the rules or how you're going to apply in your life are not set or communicated effectively, that's going to be some stress because it's very important that in my house, I love my daughter. I'm taking care of my daughter. But in my house, I want to make sure that my home has some boundaries as well as the boundaries from any external. So keep that in mind that you want to be able to agree on how we're going to discipline, how we're going to do finances, how the visitation rights are going to work out. And one of the things we did early on is when we got married and got together, we brought all the parents together, brought them all at the table. In fact, invited them to the wedding, you know, because we wanted the kids to know that it's okay. Hey, you got two dads. You got two mothers. And I know in some cases it may not work, you know, but for the sake of the kids, the sake of the relationship, I think it's okay to create those healthy boundaries. So keep that in mind. It's just a way to create some protection, some guidelines for you. The second thing, the L, is you want to be loving. And love is a choice, you know, because if you go on your feelings, you may not feel like loving someone, you know. And sometimes I may not like you or you may not like me, but the beauty of it is I choose to love you And I tell my girls all the time, you know, I say, thank God I do not need your permission to love you. And loving is really giving to others at the expense of self. I'll say that again. Loving, to be able to love someone is to be able to give to them, to others, at the expense of self. And kind of take you out the picture with the question, because I think we are beings that always we consider, what about me? I know you, not about you, but what about me? So I think you want to make sure that it's loving. The E, you want to educate yourself. How can, it's plenty of ways you can do that. Education, and like I said, I gave you some statistics about the numbers of people, they just seek some education, and you can do that through videos, you can do it through books, you can do it through relationship conferences. Get couples to mentor you. Speak with others. See some of the challenges, the ups and downs, and you can take that and apply it in your life and see how it would work in your life. Because the key is lack of education, the people, lack of knowledge. It said in the Bible that the people will perish. So you want to be able to get as much education as you can. You don't have to be the smartest one on the block, but you want to be able to compliment and encourage your mate. And you want to be able to support your mate. And again, you want to be able to stand firm so that your kids will have some information that they'll grab when they see you as the leaders of the home or the leaders of the outside family come together and work together. And we go on to the N. Now, the N is basically needs. We all have needs. You know, I need $1 million. I need this. I need that. We need love. You need attention. You need to be heard. You know, those are great needs. But again, going back to what I was saying, it's all about really kind of dying and supporting, giving to others. If you can serve others, in return, it'll come back to you. But you have to be willing to fulfill one's needs, and as a result, I believe your needs will be filled. And those are some of the things, if you can give, it goes back to loving, connect with loving as well, is to be able to give with others and find out what they need, because if you can find out what their needs are, your needs will be met. And then going to the D. The D is to be determined. You have to be determined. You have to be all in. You can't do this thing 1 foot in and 1 foot out. You know, you want to have a plan. You want to be able to talk. Communication is key. It's easy to walk away from the table, but I tell my kids, it doesn't get better with time. You know, so you got to be determined to never give up. You want to be determined to have a communication plan. Even if you have a plan where it's getting very heated at the table, be determined to, hey, let's take a break on this and let's get back to it at a later time, you know, because it's important. It won't go away, and it's just only going to fester. It's going to manifest within your heart, and then your actions are going to be you're going to take action based on what's in your heart. So those are some of the things that you want to be willing to, again, be blended, totally blend, and not give up as it pertains to being determined. So we'll recap again when it comes to blended family. So today, I'm so proud to be able to implement these things into my life on a daily basis, you know, even through the tough times, the challenging time. So when I expose myself, when I share and I'm transparent, you know, tell you about the good times. Hey, when I grew up, this was great. I tell you about my failures, you know, because to me, failure is just an opportunity to gain knowledge, to be better, and then to be able to put that in place and to be able to share with those individuals, you out there in the listening audience that's listening, that can take these nuggets and find out where you're at and be able to turn your situation around and be able to be healthy, because we want you to get 100% of the nutrients, not just 70%. So what I'm going to do is I have created a blended family health assessment that I'm offering to you. I would love for you to find out, get an idea of where you are located in your relationship. You know, it's better to find out today and then to be able to make some adjustments, because you can always reroute to where you're going. But it's very simple how you can get a copy of the Blended Health Assessment. You would just go to my website. My website is, I'll say it out for you, www.dylaneraymond.com. That's www.dylaneraymond.com. And you'll simply see a box on the front of the page. Just put your name and email in, and I will email you the Blended Family Health Assessment so you can get an idea, ask yourself these questions, and see where you're at in your relationship. And I'd love to hear back and get some feedback on where you're at. That would be great. And maybe even give you some of the things that helped me in my process and to be successful in what I'm doing now. In addition, I'll throw in a bonus for you and give you a true color personality quiz. And it's very interesting just to get an idea, because if you know who you are and you know who your mate is, you can, you know, kind of tweak that. You know how to approach the individual. It's all about approach. It's your attitude, because your attitude will determine your approach, and your approach is going to determine your success or failure. So once you fill out complete the true color personality test, I'll send you a report back that'll break down how you operate in your childhood, maybe in relationships, leadership, and a couple other areas that you'll be able to point out and say, wow, that's me. Oh, wow. Wow, that's my mate. You know, but at least you'll have that knowledge. You'll have an opportunity to get that education. So remember, boundaries, healthy boundaries, be loving, get you some education, find out your needs or the needs of your mates, and be willing to serve that individual, and then be determined to be successful. I'd love to connect with you. This is a great opportunity. I'm very passionate about families as well as my military brothers and sisters. So I'd love you to connect with me. You can email me at Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, at DylanERaymond.com. Again, that's Dylan at DylanERaymond.com. You can call me directly, 832-301-5110. And on my website, I'm on several social media platforms. You can go right to the top of the page, click on the social media platform that you're on, follow me to see some of the things I'm doing, things that I'm given the information I'm sharing, and I'd love to be able to go forward and connect and take that a little bit further and help you in where you're at or where you want to go. So I want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to speak to you virtually, and I wanted to leave a few extra minutes if there were some questions and some of the things that I did that can help you out. So thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you all on the listening audience, and look forward to hearing from you.